Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables. Tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Wheel is turning, but the hamster is dead. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Call, were you? The president, you didn't listen on President Trump's call and President Zelensky's call?
I did not.
You've never talked with Chief of Staff Mulvaney?
I never did.
You never met the president?
That's correct.
You had three meetings again with Zelensky and it didn't come up.
And two of those they had never heard about, as far as I know.
And President
there was no reason for it.
President Zelensky never made an announcement. This is what I can't believe. And you're their star witness. You're their first witness.
Mr.
You're
Jordan.
The guy. You're the guy based on this, I've seen church prayer chains that are easier to understand than this. Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told, now again, this is, I hereby swear and affirm from Gordon Sondland. Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told Ambassador Taylor that I told Mr. Morrison that I conveyed this message to Mr. Yarmouk on September 1st, 20. This all happens, by the way, in Warsaw, where Vice President Pence meets with President Zelensky. And guess what?
Taylor,
they didn't talk about any linkage either.
Time of the gentleman's expired.
Hi there. The gentleman on the end, I say gentleman as kind of a farce. The demon on the end of that was Adam Schiff, googly-eyed Adam Schiff. And that was Jeff Jordan on the main...
Jim Jordan.
Jim Jordan. Thank you, Susan. Jim Jordan on the main clip. You're the star witness, and you don't know anything. You weren't there. You didn't hear anything. You're the star witness. I love this clip. This was so amazing. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. So glad you're listening today. I've got Susan Reed with me.
Hello. Great.
Good. Jumping down the rabbit holes today, let me just tell you. And some really good ones. And when we say rabbit hole, I mean like the truth, because you're not going to hear the truth. This is what's so scary is the first thing I'm thinking of is how many rhinos, how many establishment Republicans, who I totally abhor, because I'm a Republican, but let me just tell you, I'm after the truth, and I'm actually probably more of an independent, to tell you the truth. But I look at how many people are complacent with Schiff at the head of this, going along with this. Schiff's background, we're going to dive into today a little bit on that and all the communist ties that he has and the Soros ties, to be exact. We're going to talk a little bit about the trial that nobody's attending. And I mean crickets. And I mean crickets. We're also going to talk about Laura Ingraham, what she had to say. She had some great points.
Right.
I like Laura Ingraham, always have. And the Uyghurs, we have so much to talk about in this hour. So I welcome you. Make sure you get to the website, Balance of Nature, balanceofnature.com. It's a terrific supplement. If you don't have it yet, you really ought to, because you really do need a supplement. How many potatoes was it you have to eat? Even from 1950, you've got to eat over 450 potatoes right now to equal one potato's nutrition from that many years ago.
Wow.
It's really scary, actually. And so I'm telling you, you are not eating enough fruits and vegetables, even if you say you are. You have got to have a supplement. Make sure you are bombarding your body with nutrients right now. You're going to need it. And when I say that, there's so many reasons that I say that with such conviction. You are going to need your health and strength, and you have got to shore your body up. You can get 35% off by putting in the code Kate when you go to Balance of Nature. Get this supplement in your morning regime. It only takes a minute at most, and you can have those 11 servings of dehydrated fruits and vegetables. Wham! Right off the bat, you're going. And I'm telling you, your immune system will go through the roof. So make sure that you have this in your court, please. Balanceofnature.com. Get to the website for podcasts of the live show, recorded podcasts of the live show. Go to katedalyradio.com. Make sure you're getting your submissions in for the 80th floor. View from the 80th floor. I share these every Friday, and I will share yours on the air. What is your words of wisdom? What have you learned? 4 to 5 paragraphs. I have 2 actually this week that I'm reading. I really want you to share what you have with the rest of this audience, because we can glean from each other so much wisdom, and I don't want to miss out on that. Do you? Make sure you send that to Kate at katedalyradio.com. I am all about taking in these submissions and making sure you get heard every last part of the show on Friday, on Fridays. So what trial are we not talking about today? Because everybody's talking about the mock trial. It's Trump versus Soros and Schiff is really what's taking place here, and all the fanatical communists. Nobody's talking about the Uranium One trial.
Right. So there has been a trial going on in Maryland, mm-hmm. and it's called Uranium One. And it was supposed to be a 17-day trial. And they are putting, this is the trial of Mark T. Lambert. It started October 24th in Greenbelt, Maryland, which is a suburb of D.C. Mm-hmm. And you have a federal judge there. And Lambert is facing 11 charges involving close to $1 million, about $700,000. One count of conspiracy to receive money by fraud, 7 counts of wire checks in violation of the Foreign Corruption Practices Act, 2 counts of receiving money under fraudulent invoices, 1 count of money laundering. And
so the real corruption trial is going on in Maryland right now while everybody's focused on the distraction KGB mock trial of Trump.
Yes.
Ah. Just catching everybody up to speed.
The non-trial going.
Yeah, the Uranium One, where, you know, Clinton Foundation made all the money, all the cash, sold off uranium. This is just so sickening that this trial gets nothing.
Oh, no coverage. It just is so. And maybe they think we're just too stupid to follow the details, but it's involving. So the Uranium One deal actually started back in 1993. Mm-hmm. And at the time, Lambert.
The Clinton years.
Yes.
Surprisingly, the Clinton years.
Connection.
Yeah.
At the time, Lambert was CEO of Transportation Logistics. And the company had been given a monopoly on transporting uranium contained in 20,000 Russian nuclear warheads. So these Russian nuclear warheads needed to be transformed into something else. Mm-hmm. And so this company with Lambert at the head had the monopoly on transporting it. So Lambert is the last mm-hmm. and final case in the Uranium One fiasco. So other co-conspirators had already been given plea deals and jail sentences. But when it came to Lambert, they said, no, we're not. We don't want to do that. They arrested him, mm-hmm. and here are some of the people involved. So they said the prosecutors said that this has nothing to do with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation or Hillary Clinton nor the Clinton Foundation.
Yes, we excuse all the perpetrators.
Nor the sale of 20% of U.S. uranium to a Russian company, nor Donald Trump, nor the alleged Russian interference, nor on and on and on.
I love how they tack in Trump to say, you know, oh yes, all of them, nothing. I mean, I love how they kind of make it all into one. Go ahead. That's
all of a sudden. Yes. So, but all these other Uranium One cases were assigned to the same judge, Judge Theodore Chung. And guess who headed the prosecution? It was Rod Rosenstein back then.
Right.
And
Rosenstein from the whole debacle of the last 2 years and all of the collusion. Rod Rosenstein. Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
That's
all the same players always.
So surprisingly, Hillary Clinton was never charged in her role in Uranium One. And there was also a cover up of a Russian spy role as a money launderer. Well, and this involved Maria Butina. mm-hmm. who was just convicted of being a Russian spy, but she was released from prison.
The one they said met with Donald Trump Jr., right?
Yes.
Yeah, the same one. And I love how during the Clinton years, Rod Rosenstein's on this to exonerate Hillary. That's just perfect. Go ahead.
Yes. So this what's interesting is that this whole trial, this whole drama, it involves spies, it involves honeypots.
Of course.
It involves one Rod Fisk, who had been one of the leaders of this. His widow mm-hmm. was put on the stand today, and she was actually a professor of drama from American University. But in 2009, this company was bought out, and you have this Russian oligarch involved. Mm-hmm. I can't pronounce it. McKerion. Mm-hmm. And he came to her and he said, "Are you?" So this guy dies. Rod Fisk dies. And this Russian oligarch comes to her, the widow, and says, "Are you sure there wasn't something left behind for me?" And she's like, "What do you mean?" So she searched her whole house and she said, "Yes, I came up with this envelope full of money for you, $15,000 to $20,000, whatever it was." And all of a sudden, now this money changed hands, mm-hmm. and there was a tape of a deal. A bribery deal, because they think there's kickbacks happening in this to the Russians, mm-hmm. That these things aren't actually being transported or right. nor transformed. And they keep calling it. Now, this is the phrase, the megawatts. Mm-hmm. It's megatons, meaning the fuel rods to right. megawatts. So this fuel is supposed to be being transformed mm-hmm. into fuel for nuclear power stations.
Right.
But there's a question, was that really happening? There was a bribe involved, but the prosecution did not want to put that forward because maybe they didn't take the bribe.
Interesting.
Maybe Rod Fisk didn't take the bribe. So where is the tape?
But Rod Fisk is dead. Anybody know how he died or
sudden death?
It's usually a mysterious death in there somewhere.
Yeah. So these transportation logistics that Rod was in charge of were uh-huh. going out of New Orleans. Okay. And there's all of this mystery around this trial, but nobody seems interested. The media is not interested.
Of course not. They weren't interested in the guy that started the White Helmets, that was actually a really pervasive group that was conducting a lot of the crime in Syria. They fell off a building and I don't know. I guess they're calling that suicide. Somebody tossed him off a building. They don't talk about any of this stuff. Everything is on shift right now. It's just amazing to me that he's getting away with this. I don't think he's getting away with it per se, but as most of the American people are like, are you kidding me with this? But it's just, it's really sickening that that is getting no attention at all.
It's literally getting no attention.
That doesn't shock me, I guess.
And this all stemmed from this one big company, Urenco. Mm-hmm. And Urenco was a combination of Dutch, British, and German groups and money to monopolize uranium for power plants. So is that any surprise that they wanted to do that? So they put in money to start this other subsidiary company. Mm-hmm. And basically, you end up with exclusive rights to transport uranium. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to have downloaded the 20,000 nuclear warheads at various points. And the fuel is supposed to be reused. And it's supposed to go from 98% purity down to like 3 and other formulations. But they found, and that's by adding in certain things, that some of this may not have even been happening. Mm-hmm. That they're actually storing some of those original fuel rods and just producing.
That's interesting.
Yes. So stuff is going on. Where's the oversight? Where's the congressional oversight?
Nothing.
We don't hear anything from our representatives, do we?
No. It's funny because it's just all theater. Bad theater. Off-Broadway theater. That's what this is. And it's we're all watching this and it's just this huge debacle. And you wonder why googly-eyed weirdo Adam Schiff is conducting this kangaroo court. And you're thinking, is this sanity? Well, I know the Senate will try to right this. They won't accept the same nonsense. I don't think they will. But the fact that the nonsense can go on, the fact that he's gotten this far with this inquiry is so bizarre to me. We'll be right back. We have so much more on Schiff. We have more on Laura Ingraham, her points, all kinds of corruption. Is it contagious? Is it scientifically contagious? Well, in that part, yeah. We'll be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.